Now, as I said, I have some guests in the studio today, the first of which are from the Tuggeranong 55 Plus Club. And I might ask you two if you could introduce yourselves. That would be best. So, Phil, if you'd like to go first.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having us. Phil Burns is my name. I'm the president of the 55 Plus Club.
Excellent.
And I'm Lois Good. I run a craft group with the 55 Plus Club, plus I'm a member of the council.
Excellent. Okay, So now the 55 Plus Club is quite a reasonable sized club down here in Tuggeranong, and it's been going for quite a few years. I noticed you had your 10 year anniversary a few years ago now. It's
probably Indeed, seven years ago.
So do you want to just give us a quick recap of where the 55 Plus Club came from in what was, when I first came here, Nappy Valley?
Yes, well, that's true. And Nappy Valley has changed.
Mm.
The club is a volunteer-run, totally volunteer-run, a community club providing activities for people to come to, and then the opportunity for socialising as well. Mm-hmm. Very important for people as they grow older.
Yeah.
We've got in excess of 850 members.
Mm-hmm.
We provide over 45 activities every week. Activities such as cards, games, gym work, painting, bowling, ukulele, reading, gardening, cycling, walking, inside and outside. So very, very determined to provide as many opportunities as we can to people.
Mm-hmm.
And let them take those up as they see fit.
Yeah, so 850 meters, members, not meters, members, 850 members is quite an impressive size group, and does reflect the number of people who are, if you like, aging in place. I'm not sure that's really the right term, but aging within the Tuggeranong community, which is, we celebrated our 50th anniversary starting with Canberra last year. So
absolutely.
So,
well, I think it goes from your comment before. We were Nappy Valley, and 30 years later, we're not Nappy Valley anymore.
No.
And we've got an ageing population.
Yeah.
And a club such as ours has an important role to play in helping elderly people or older people to find something to do, other people to talk to, etc.
Yeah, I know I've sort of lived in this part of Canberra, or been in Canberra for 30 plus years, and it was unusual to see as many older people here. It seemed everybody, when they retired or left the public service, wherever they were working, went to Queensland, the coast, or back to where they came from, but not so much these days. So it is an important demographic within our community, and you can see that.
Absolutely. Well, our club at 850 or so members is the biggest seniors club in Canberra, and we're probably bigger than the other three clubs added together. And I think that just reflects, as you say, the demographic. Tuggeranong was Nappy Valley. A large number of people came here. A lot of them did stay, and now they've aged, and we need to provide, someone needs to provide these services, opportunities for people to have something to do and people to meet.
Now, you went through quite a long list of activities there. Who runs all those activities?
The majority of our activities are run by volunteers, in other words, by members themselves.
Mm.
We do have paid specialists in a lot of the active areas, the ukuleles. Teacher is a professional musician. So those activities where you need to have some sort of professional background, we will lean on them and employ them.
Yep.
But the rest have just come from interested members who want to play cards, or know how to play cards, or mahjong, or bridge, or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, that is one of the good things about Canberra is, the skill level of the population is quite extraordinary across a whole range of different things.
Absolutely.
And just because people have left full-time employment doesn't mean they've lost their skills or whatever.
And they're a thinking cohort.
Yes.
They're well-educated. They've often had interesting jobs around Canberra, public service, et cetera, teachers, therefore... they don't want to sit at home and read a book for the rest of their lives. They want to get out and do something.
No, there's only so much golf and gardening that you can do, isn't
there? Well, that's right. That's right.
Golfers wouldn't say that, but...
But I don't understand the idea of knocking a little white ball all over the place. I'd much rather come and and talk to people or use my mind to play a game of something or another or just read a book.
Yeah, and that brings us really to your area, Lois. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what your group does? And
The craft group actually started around about 2018, beginning of 2018, and it started up because there was a craft group in the Tuggeranong Valley which folded, and we were a couple of us were feeling we still wanted to have that intermingling of people. So I put my head into the office and asked if it was possible to get a room, and they said yes, and we started off with 4 people, and we've now got well over 20 people actively involved in the group. And it's basically, we've got members from 55 right up to 83. And people come in, they do their own they bring their own activity, whether they want to do handwork or sewing machine work, whatever. But we also have some elderly ladies who would just like to come and have a cup of tea or coffee and have a chat.
Yeah,
and a laugh and a giggle and very loud laughs sometimes. We're called the loudest group in the club, and I can understand why. But,
Because that's really the crux to it, isn't it? I mean, doing craft is one thing, but really it's that social interaction and the company and the companionship.
Yeah. Well, some people don't have cars to drive, but to get them to different places, but because we're in Tuggeranong itself, they can get a bus and they walk across the car park and they can be involved. And we've been lucky enough to have people donate things like sewing machines and overlockers and materials and threads and etc. so that we can, help those people who do have to catch a bus and can't carry a sewing machine across a car park.
Yeah, and there's a lot of sharing of skills and knowledge. And
Exactly. You find that people come in and they'll be doing a craft and you'll be looking at it. What's that? All right, show us how to do that. And those people are quite happy to show how to do a different type of craft that you're not used to.
So do you just want to talk about some of those different crafts that you do in your group? Just the range of the things?
Sure. We have people that crochet, who knit, who do make quilts, who make pictures with that diamond painting. We have people who do embroidery and cross stitch. And in the past we've had people who made jewellery, and we've also had people who have done paperwork. There was a big trend years ago where you put your photographs into albums, and they'd come in and they'd do that, or make Christmas cards or...
Yeah, and some of these things that you're making, do some of those get donated to various charities?
Yes, we have ladies who make quilts for charity. We have ladies that belong to the Trefoil Association, which is the Senior Girl Guides Association, and so they're knitting up beanies to be donated in winter. Beanies and gloves and things like that.
We also have a separate knitter natter group where they do knit and they do a lot of nattering and they do a lot of charity work too. They sell their work at various places and then donate the money to a particular charity, and that's been going on for a long time.
And we have a craft stall once a year when the Tuggeranong Community Festival is on, and the ladies, all my ladies, make things and donate it, and we sell it, and we earn money, and then we can buy things that we may feel we need that we haven't had been able to buy, or we don't want to ask the club, burden the club with, so that we've got our money that can go out and do those things.
Yeah, so that brings me to the next thing I was going to ask about. Are there any sort of gaps in your offerings that you'd like to be able to fill, things that you can't currently do that you would like to be able to do?
Well, the problem, the answer is probably, but the problem is finding space in our timetable to fit them in.
Mm.
We run two buildings in Callisaw Street. There's the senior centre itself, and then there's an old kindergarten building next door, which we call the Janelle Burns Cottage. And we run both those buildings. And most of the spots per day during the week are already taken. We don't have too many large rooms, so we are a little bit limited. We do rent the place out from time to time, but again, for the same reason, it's a bit hard to do that during the day. At night and on the weekends is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always looking for new opportunities, new suggestions, but we're really at a point where we need something to drop off before we can plug something in.
Yeah, and you sort of have plenty of people offering to run courses or activities, or are you still... You scratching around there or not?
Well, I think clubs based on volunteering are always scratching around for helpers across the board, no matter what it is.
Mm.
But normally if somebody comes to us with an idea for something, they are invested in that topic, in that activity. And from there, we normally are able to build it.
Yeah.
Most of the time it works, but every now and then it's somebody's good idea, but maybe others aren't share the same vision.
Yeah, so it's basically, if somebody builds it, others will come. It's a supply-driven thing or demand-driven?
That's very much the nature of volunteer clubs.
Yeah.
And I speak to others in clubs, and they all experience the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's always plenty to do, and you could always do more. And of course, like most clubs, people are probably in more than one club, several clubs or several organisations, and juggling priorities all the time.
Well, indeed. And people who have joined the club aren't looking for, well, most of them aren't looking for a 24/7, 5 days a week activity.
No.
They're looking for a bit here and a bit there and something somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come and go. In which case we need to have a complete array of activities and things for them to do, which means we have to have a complete array of volunteers to run it.
Yeah.
And we've got an office of five or six ladies who've been doing it for a number of years now, one day a week, and they're fabulous. And we just couldn't live without them. So without volunteers, clubs like ours just wouldn't exist.
Are there any particular volunteer opportunities you'd like to flag?
No, right now we're doing okay. Look, we will always say yes to somebody who wants to come and work in the office. It's just a matter of contacting us and seeing what's available. We can always fit people in.
Mm. Are you getting the feed in at the bottom level, the younger people coming in, the ones closer to the 55 than the 85? Or
yes, I've noticed that there is a bit of that coming.
Yeah.
The oldest person we've had in the club since I've been involved was one of the crafty ladies. She passed away at 105,
mm-hmm.
and she was a regular at the club, came knitting and discussing and all of that sort of thing. But the general age cohort's somewhere in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
It's a bit younger than it was 5 years ago.
Mm.
One of the comments we get a lot is from somebody who's 55 or something. They say, oh, I'm not old enough to join a seniors club.
That's right.
You know, I'll wait until I'm 90 or something like that.
Yeah. Because I know I'm also involved with U3A, and we've had Alex Gosman in, who's now the president. He was the vice president when he was in here, and that is the issue, is to get that feed in at the bottom
Absolutely.
Level. Because so many people are still not only working at 55, they're still working at 65 and even into their 70s.
Well, so. That's right.
We won't knock anyone back.
No.
We had a lady who wasn't 55, but she had retired and due to illness, but she wanted to have that interaction with other people.
Mm.
And we said, come along.
Absolutely.
You know? And she came along, and last year she said, I'm 55 now, I'm legal.
Yeah.
you know,
we have a number of U3A members. We even run, we even have U3A hiring the room for a book group and for a discussion group, current affairs group. So there's a bit of cross-fertilisation there.
Which is good, because that's a big organisation, I think.
Well, it's a big organisation, and it is a different sort of organisation from our little community thing, but there's room for both.
Yeah.
Very necessary.
Yeah. U3A on this side of town is not as big. Most of it seems to be concentrated over on the other side of town, because their premises are at Hughes, Cook and Flynn.
Yes.
And there's not as much down this side. So that's good if they're using your premises to...
Well, I used to run a current affairs group at Farrer, did that for 10 years and decided after 10 years that was enough. Mm. Now we've got a current affairs group from U3A in Tuggeranong meeting weekly at the moment. Mm. So, yes, it's a matter of finding out what people want to do and then finding a person to coordinate it and then finding a place to have it.
Mm. So what's coming next? What's your sort of your strategic direction, if you like, or what's on the horizon that
well,
we can look forward to?
The horizon for winter is a little bit batting the hatches.
Mm.
It gets dark pretty early, so activities that finish much later than 4 o'clock aren't as popular as they are in the summer. We obviously can't do outdoor activities when it's cold or when it's wet. But apart from that, the club is actively pursuing any new interests. Mm. In the summer, for example, we do bus tours and the like, but not as popular in the winter for obvious reasons.
Mm.
So and the other thing too is school holidays. A lot of our members are grandparents, and they either disappear somewhere to look after the kids or they get them here, and so numbers vacillate quite a bit. But just remaining a part, an effective part of the community, and continuing to offer activities that people want to come to, that's our major program at the moment.
All right. So how do people get in touch?
We have a website if they're interested in doing that, 55plusclub.org.au. We have an office that's manned between 9:30 and 2:30 every day of the week, 6293 4004. They can go in there and talk to the office. We have timetables and calendars of the activities. Memberships are open. There's no limit on the membership.
Mm-hmm.
People just need to come down and they can come and watch. They don't have to join necessarily. Come and have a look to see what we do in an activity. They're welcome to do that.
And what's the joining fee?
$30 a year to join, and then a per activity fee depending on whether we have a paid instructor, in which case it's $10 a visit, or if there's no a paid instructor, it's $5 an activity.
Mm.
So you go down and play 500 or Mahjong or something, $5 gets you two and a half hours of activity, a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Yeah, and in my case, they get 4 hours. So we're open from 9:30 till 1:30, and they get tea and bickies and normally scones and cream and chocolate cakes.
The hog.
Just saying thank you for the ladies on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, do you want to tell us what you just had on the weekend?
Yeah, well, on... A couple of times a year we have an all-craft weekend. The rooms are not booked out by the club, so we ask if we can use them. The ladies pay their normal $5 a day to come along, but it's from 9:30 until 4. And they can leave their sewing machines set up because it's all locked away and everything. And, yeah, we have a ball.
Mm.
Yes.
And you don't run out of things to talk about when you leave for that long.
No, my group never runs out of things to talk about, let me tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's a very inclusive and engaging club. 850 people can't be wrong.
No, that's right. And we're very pleased with the support that we get from the members.
Mm.
The club doesn't exist without membership. The club doesn't exist without volunteers.
No.
We're not a big money thing. We're not trying to develop and make millions of dollars profit. So what we do earn goes back into the club in terms of replacing materials and furniture and things like that. So we're, humming along.
Yeah, so it sounds as though the fundraising you do is pretty low-key and And minimal, really.
We find our activity fees and membership fees are sufficient to keep the club going at the level that we want to. Mm. We have the odd raffle and that sort of thing, but very much unusual. We just don't need that sort of support. Yeah. We're not looking to make huge sums of money.
Yeah, which is good, because not everybody wants to be involved in that type of thing. They just want to come along and have the company or do their activity.
What we've noticed is a number of the groups are now meeting outside the club and going and having coffee or lunch or going on a trip somewhere. We've got a walking group. They go off on 3 or 4 days out into the bush somewhere and stay somewhere and walk around. There's more of that starting to happen too, yeah. which we're very pleased. Yeah. The other very important thing is to mention is the number of males that are coming. Mm. When we first opened up, the club was dominated by ladies, and now it's much more even. I don't know what the breakup is. I haven't looked at it lately, but it's really good to see men coming and then going off and having coffee, going to a movie, whatever it is that they do together.
Yeah, because that is important. There needs to be that variety, because not every male of a certain age is into golf or men's shed or whatever.
That's right.
They are looking for other sort of cerebral or social activities, so that's good that those
things
are available.
Well, I think it's up to each group to work out what they want to do. If they just want to leave it at coffee outside, that's fine too. Yeah. But if they want to do a bit more, we've got an exercise group that comes and does exercises at the club, then goes for a walk around the lake once a week, goes and have coffee once a week. Mm-hmm. So they're not only engaged for 2 hours on a particular day, mm-hmm. they're engaged several times during the week.
Yeah.
And they enjoy each other's company, which is really half of what we try and do.
That's right. It's a focal point for creating other opportunities.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And quite organically. They're not organised or scheduled or whatever. They're just...
Well, it's been a gradual process, this, but it's becoming more prevalent. That's what I'm pleased about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Look, any final comments from you, Lois? Anything you'd like to flag?
I think we've covered the route, but I wanted to say that we meet every Monday between 9:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. And you can't get a cup of coffee anywhere for that price, a cup of coffee and a biscuit. So, and then you get the side effect of having good conversation, lots of laughs. And
The conversation's free, and whether you pick up a needle or whatever makes no difference.
No.
Not a prerequisite.
No. So. And we invite anyone to come in. It doesn't matter who they are or what age they are or what gender they are. Actually, I'd like some males to come into my group.
The door's open.
The door's always open.
Okay, and you, Phil, any final comments you'd like to make?
No, other than to say people who want to come and have a look and see what we do and how we do it, they're more than welcome. Mm. Talk to the office staff. As I say, have a look, come in and sit in on an activity if you want to see how we do that.
Yeah.
More than welcome.
We've had that quite a bit.
You had a bit of an open door.
We've had a couple of open days.
Yeah.
Open days are problematic in the sense that the club is a bit isolated from everything else down at Tuggers. Mm. We're just off to the side of the college, and people have to walk there to get there. Yeah. We haven't been all of that successful with open days, but we still have them.
Yeah.
We'll still participate with Southfest and all of those sorts of celebrations.
Yeah, no, all right, that's excellent. All right, well, thanks, Phil and Lois, for coming in. It's been a very interesting session to learn more about the Toggernong 55 Plus Club.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.